Wisconsin absentee voters are going to see two ballots arriving for the spring elections. The State Elections Commission estimates this could affect about 81,000 voters. One ballot, ballot A, comes first, just has some of the voting on it, while ballot B comes second, it's going to have even more of it, more of the state and local races. A similar situation has already happened this year with double ballots being sent out because of the 7th District congressional election. It's not a mistake. PBS Wisconsin's Here and Now host Frederica Freiberg recently talked to City of Superior Clerk Terry Kalan about how election officials will treat the two ballots.
If they return both of them, we will reject ballot A and we will count ballot B.
Laura Schulte has been covering the issue for the Wausau Daily Herald, where she's public issues and watchdog reporter. Laura, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right, this is kind of complicated. It's a little hard for me to follow anyway. Let's take it one step at a time. And I want to start with the 7th District there, people getting two ballots, absentee ballots for voting in the primaries. What led to that happening?
Yeah, so basically the confusion there comes from difference in state and federal rules. So federal ballots have to go out 47 days at least before the election, and state ballots have to go out 21 days. So by the time candidates had declared in our local races, the ballots for the 7th District congressional primary had to go out already. So that ballot A that went out, for example, in Marathon County where I've been covering, that ballot A just had the 7th Congressional District Democratic and Republican candidates. And then it was shortly followed by ballot B, which has all of the local races, which is the primaries for city council, county board, that kind of stuff, as well as the 7th congressional primary candidates.
So it's entirely plausible that somebody listening in that large portion of the state might be at home with one ballot in each hand thinking, do what now? So what are they supposed to do with the two separate ballots?
So if you have both ballots, all you are required to send back if you want to send it back is ballot B. If you fill that out, it'll be counted. It'll be great. If you ended up sending both ballots back, the counters will only look at that B ballot. If you only send back the A ballot, then they'll only look at that and your vote will go towards the 7th District.
But then you're opting out of the other elections that might have been on the B ballot.
Yes, you're basically opting out of the elections locally.
And people might think, all right, I've got two ballots in my hand with at least a couple of the same races on them. I don't want to cheat and send two ballots in and risk double voting and, you know, maybe getting caught doing that. They should not be worried about that. Do I have that right, Laura?
They should not be worried about that. I had talked with the Marathon County Clerk about this, and she said that if voters do end up sending back both ballots, like, oops, I already filled it out and sent it back before I got the B ballot, only one of the ballots will be counted. So in the case both get sent back, it'll only be the B ballot. And that will be done on election day. She told me that poll workers will actually be going through and looking at those ballots.
That sounds complicated from a vote counting standpoint, but it sounds like the clerk you talked to, and we heard about the one in Superior too, they seem to have this well in hand.
Yeah, they say that it's not going to be an issue. And the Elections Commission said the same thing.
Talking to Laura Schulte from the Wausau Daily Herald, talking about why some voters have already gotten two ballots for the spring primary elections if they're voting absentee. That's in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. And why voters around the state will see that now in the final round of primary elections here or the primary elections for president and state elections, including for Supreme Court. All right, Laura, that takes us to those later elections. Now the rest of the state will see what the 7th District saw.
Yes. So then we're going to see it again with the presidential primary here. So the A ballots should be getting ready to go out soon if they haven't already. And that'll only include the candidates for the presidential primary. And that'll be followed by a B ballot, which will include your local races for April 7th, as well as the presidential primary. And it's the same exact situation. If you get both ballots, you only have to fill out and return the B ballot to your clerk.
Right, because it would be impossible to turn it around in time with the primary results from next week, have it on the same ballot as the presidential, and get it out in time to meet the standards that time period for the presidential one. I said that confusingly. Do I have it basically right?
Exactly. So our primaries next week are February 18th. These ballots have to go out on February 20th. That would give only 2 days to do all that work to get everything prepared to go out. So that's that led to the situation, again, with the A and B ballots.
And do the same kind of rules apply for If you cast an A and then a B ballot, you're still okay and only the B is going to be counted?
Exactly. That A ballot will be discarded.
How about, you used the word discarded. Do we know how the paper trail is going to work here? So say I vote absentee. I have an A and a B. Are they going to keep both of them for, you know, for posterity and for a paper trail if recounts have to happen?
That is a very good question that I actually do not have the answer.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it anywhere either. So I think that maybe we'll try to track that down here. Are people feeling confused by this? Do you know? I am.
I spoke with the Marathon County clerk today, and I asked her, have you been getting a lot of questions? And she said that when they mailed out their ballots, that they actually included an insert that they tried to explain in depth what was happening and why they received two ballots. And she said that they actually hadn't received a single question in Marathon County. So hoping it was pretty clear to people between news coverage and those inserts in the ballot that kind of cleared things up for them.
It doesn't seem like this happens very often, kind of like, you know, an eclipse. Just the right things have to line up. The presidential elections and then nonpartisan elections and others. Oh, and a special election, I guess, in the state. This isn't something we have to worry about most years, is it?
It hasn't been. But actually, races didn't quite line up in 2012 and 2016. But there weren't two ballots in those years. So technically, the clerks had violated the law with that. And had not sent out two different ballots because there was a miscommunication. They weren't aware of the rules, but the differing time.
And just to hammer home one more point before we let you go, Laura, if you're an absentee voter, you have two ballots, you're not going to get in trouble if you fill them both out and send them back in. Am I clear on that?
You are not going to get in trouble. They'll only look at the B ballot if you fill out both.
Fantastic. I understand it way better now. Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Laura Salty, public issues and watchdog reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald. We talked to her today about absentee voters in Wisconsin getting two ballots, the A ballot and the B ballot for the spring election.